This episode of the Star Wars Nerds Podcast is brought to you by FanQuest, featuring Lucasfilm creative executive and steward group member Pablo Hidalgo. Pablo's coming to FanQuest June 23rd to 24th in Winnipeg. I can't wait to meet him. Well, I've met him already, but I can't
wait to meet him for the 15th time.
Talk.
He's great. He's awesome.
More importantly, I can't wait to talk to him about Star Wars and about all the awesome stuff that's coming out. And Solo. Solo will be out as well at that time, so we'll be able to talk to him about that film. Anyway, go to FanQuestCon.com for more information.
I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit.
Where did you dig up that old fossil?
Going to Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
That's no moon.
We're all fine here now, thank you. How are you?
Welcome to the Star Wars Nerds Podcast. I'm Dan Vadebunker.
And I'm Kenton Larson.
And once again, when a trailer drops, we post an episode, reaction episode to that trailer. Today we had the Solo trailer.
We had a teaser. We had a trailer.
Right, yeah.
We have some posters now.
I felt
like
teased.
It all hit.
I totally felt teased last night. That was not...
The Super Bowl was a tease.
What a tease. Man, that was a tease. No, we had, some posters, you said? Yeah.
There's new posters for the movies. Like, it all hit on one day.
Yeah.
Whereas, wouldn't it have been delightful to sort of have this trickle out?
It would have been more. We would have had to cram it all into one episode of the podcast.
You know the night when a Star Wars movie opens and you're just exhausted?
Yes.
And you all day you're thinking about it, and then you go, and then it's over, and you're just like, the emotional stress. That's like today. I can't get a handle on today yet because there's been so much going on.
I suspect it now. Part of the reason behind the timing is obviously we're into sweeps now in the States. Like, I think the Super Bowl marks the beginning of it, doesn't it?
Yeah. In fact, at one point, I don't remember the year they did it, they moved the Super Bowl to sweeps.
Yeah.
Because so whichever network has it wins sweeps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, then another network has the Oscars, and that network does very well, usually.
Yeah,
not as good well as the Super Bowl, but still, it's pretty good. Anyway, so the sweep started, and that's why they're driving viewers to Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
Were you watching Good Morning America this morning?
No, but what I did was I had a feeling. I set my alarm an hour early, and I was like, I'm just going to check this little laptop here, and there it was. Three minutes earlier, it had gone up. So, and yesterday, for the Super Bowl, it's like both times it worked out perfectly. Yesterday, I wasn't watching the beginning of the Super Bowl. I was recording it. I was like, I'll just play catch up. Like, nothing happens till the end, till the last 2 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just play catch up. And I turn on the TV, and there's the Solo trailer just starting.
Ah!
And I was like, this is a parody of Star Wars, I thought. And then I was like, wait, this is Star Wars. And so I just watched it the first time. I watched the beginning without sound because I was so surprised, and the volume was off on the TV. So I was like, what's going on? And then I rewound it right away and watched it three times. So both days, I happened upon it.
Now, did you know that that teaser was coming with the Super Bowl?
I had a sense it probably would, just because Ron Howard was kind of being teasy.
Okay.
On his
Somebody on Twitter, I don't remember who it was, somebody on Twitter told me that it was absolutely, like, they knew that it was coming. So it must have leaked somewhere.
I think Ron Howard made a couple sort of pointed hints, let's say.
The person called it a sneak peek, which is, I don't know what that was, but...
I thought a teaser, a trailer, we still don't have strong definitions for both.
Well, what it was an ad. It was a 45-second ad, Super Bowl ad.
Yep.
They call it the big game ad, of course.
It's a $5 million teaser.
That's right. That's just the ad placement time. That's not the cost of the production.
True.
And so what I thought when I saw it, now I was doing the I was not watching the game. I was just at home, you know, watching other stuff, and nobody in my family cares about football, so we weren't watching it. But I was doing the USA Today ad meter. As the new ads were released, I was just kind of checking in on my phone and watching the ads and rating them. And we'll talk about that on Media Nerds this week. But and it came up there, so I watched it. And honestly, what I thought about when I first saw that trailer, teaser, whatever, the ad during the Super Bowl, my first thought was, boy, they're sure trying to ease us into a non-Harrison Ford Solo movie, because there's no, like, you get a very brief glimpse of his face at the very end, but other than that, you don't see any Han Solo. You see everything else.
Yeah.
You see the Falcon, you see Chewie, you see the back of his head, you know.
And then you see his face through blinds.
Through blinds, yeah, and that's it. And so it's not a great look at Han Solo himself.
Although I was thinking, if they really wanted to make fandom go insane and lose their minds in a bad way, all they needed to do is at the end of the trailer, the guy goes, "What's your name?" And then you sort of see his face looking up. If they to totally ruin that spot, all you need is for him to go Solo and look into the camera and go, "A Star Wars Story." And I was like, expecting
it. It's just like in Rogue One. It's like Solo, Han Solo. That's it. That's all I have to do.
Bond.
James Bond. Somebody's going to say that. No, it's going to be a Bond scene where he's going to be playing Sabacus when he wins the Falcon back from Lando, or wins it from Lando.
Should we talk about the teaser first before we talk about the full length?
It's got a lot of the same elements. Is there anything?
Well, it does have something, which we're going to see an Imperial job fair.
That's right.
We're going to see an Imperial job fair, and the kind we have to work here at the college.
It's career day at the Empire, and
it's career day, and there's a droid that looks very much like R2-D2. I have to say, scooting down, sort of off to the side, but I have to say about that scene. First of all, it does look kind of comical.
Oh, to me.
The Imperial officer looks like somebody funny. He looks funny.
Maybe this is a remnant of the Lord and Miller shoots.
It could be, but it did look like the tone struck me as definite levity. Like, oh, you're going to have a great time when you join the Empire. Like, we're going to laugh because we know what it's all about.
That's right.
We're going to hear how they sell people on it.
Yeah. But
it's like taking the Scientology quiz. It's exactly the same.
Find out what your thetans are.
My first takeaway from that scene is, holy, does he sound like Harrison Ford, the voiceover.
I didn't catch that at all.
Oh, my God. I thought it was
in the teaser you're talking about, right? Okay, maybe in the teaser, but because...
Not on the other one, maybe not, but on the teaser.
I think the minute you put the face to the voice, you realize it's not, and then it's gone, that feeling is gone. But I don't know, I thought that I was pretty unimpressed by there was one awesome shot of the Star Destroyer in the lightning storm. That's my favorite shot of all of this.
Oh, it's amazing.
I love it. And I'm like, okay, great. Another awesome way to see a Star Destroyer. Much like in Rogue One where we see the Star Destroyer. What was the shot? I think it was, or maybe it was the Death Star. The upside down Death Star or something like that. Anyway, that was...
beautiful shot.
Yeah.
And we see the Millennium Falcon in the teaser, which I think is the Millennium Falcon making the Kessel Run.
Oh.
I believe, because it's going fast. It's faster than it's ever gone before.
How many parsecs do you think it's going? Oh, wait.
I heard it was 15 or 16. So we see that. We see our first look at Lando.
Yes.
It looks delightful. We see Amelia, what's her name? Amelia Clark?
Yes.
From Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Daenerys Targaryen.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was funny. We don't know the actor. I'm struggling with the actor's name, but I know.
Oh, Daenerys. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right. I know absolutely. All the other names. Yeah. I know the character names. And it all goes by very quick. And my first takeaway was, I don't get this. I need to see this again. Like, at first I thought the tone was not like Star Wars, but upon repeated viewings, I think I was wrong the first viewing. I don't know. What do you think of the teaser?
I was kind of unimpressed by it. I was like, okay,
don't forget the fight on the train with
that looks cool.
A Darth Vader-esque.
That looked cool. That was that Woody Harrelson's character fighting on the train?
Hard to see.
I thought it was Woody Harrelson's character.
I did a freeze frame, but I could not.
Obviously we get some sort of car speeder chase or something, which looks kind of cool. It's through the streets. So it's like, since we haven't had a speeder chase since episode 2, Attack of the Clones, which wasn't really a speeder chase. It was more of an air chase. But this looks like a more traditional, like, through the streets of whatever city it is.
Fruit cart. Our second fruit cart moment in a Star Wars movie. Could happen.
Yeah, so that's that looks interesting. But overall, I was like,
oh, and Woody Harrelson, first look at Woody.
Yes, Woody Harrelson
looks good. Looks like Star Wars.
A gold dancer with a weird costume and a droid, a new droid, which we see more of in the actual trailer. But this looks to be the next big, whatever the character is.
The next K2SO.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
I'm sensing comedy. I'm sensing droid
humor.
Well,
I think he gives a thumbs up in the trailer. But, overall, I felt it was... I'm not a huge fan of the teaser for the teaser. It's like...
The teaser for the trailer.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's because other ones... There were some other trailers that aired during the Super Bowl, other ads that aired during the Super Bowl for trailers. One of them was for the Mission Impossible, the new Mission Impossible film. So we get to see what Henry Cavill really looked like during... the Justice League reshoots, but they said it's a trailer online now. So the ad was basically pointing people to the trailer, right? Which was what they do. But this one is like trailer up tomorrow, And I'm like, I just would rather watch the trailer itself without having this little tease.
Well, I hate the, like, Mission Impossible go online now. And it's like, people are watching the Super Bowl. They're presumably at parties. They're having drinks.
Oh, yeah.
You're not really in a place where it's like, I'll just go to the bathroom and I'll launch the Mission Impossible trailer.
Oh, I bet you some of those diehard Mission Impossible fans. No.
There aren't any. That's the problem.
I'm just joking.
I mean, I've seen those movies and they're enjoyable romps.
Yeah.
And can you tell one from the others? No.
No.
All I know is in the first one, Emilio Estevez dies.
That's right.
That's all I know.
Right away.
So, spoiler alert.
First thing. Like, nobody crashed by an elevator.
If the actor was in the Breakfast Club, they're not making it to the end of the Mission Impossible. But I don't mind, like, tomorrow comes the trailer. I don't mind that because I just don't want to be driven to the online platform.
Well, you know they're not going to air the whole trailer during the Super Bowl because it's like a 2-minute.
Too much.
It's too much
money. No, it's not too much for Lucasfilm.
Well, $20 million. They didn't need to. They don't need to do that. People are going to be excited about the film. So, I mean, I'm kind of surprised they even did a Super Bowl thing. You know, I was like, oh, okay, well, sure.
I'm glad they did, because now that sets the precedent for maybe other Star Wars movies we'll see trailers for during the Super Bowl. And there's nothing, I like that.
Has there ever been one before?
No, well, this is the first one that's opening in May.
For a long time. Okay.
So, yeah.
Well.
So the timing works. So this will likely not be the last teaser for a Star Wars movie that we see at the Super Bowl. And I noticed Advertising Age, which goes by Ad Age for short, online and on Twitter, tweeted, maybe Star Wars is the only franchise as big as the Super Bowl. So normally we don't talk a lot about movie ads during the Super Bowl, but the Star Wars one was pretty good as far as those go.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was a good point that they made, that Star Wars it's as big as the Super Bowl.
I agree.
It's a franchise that's just certainly as big. Yeah.
Okay, let's watch the actual teaser which dropped this morning.
All right, let's see if we just went by memory. You mean the trailer?
The trailer,
yeah.
No, we're going to watch the full 1 minute, 43 seconds.
I've only seen this like 3 times.
Yeah,
so let's watch again.
I've been running scams on the street since I was 10. I was kicked out of the flight academy for having a mind of my own. I'm gonna be a pilot. Best in the galaxy.
Hey, kid. I'm putting together a crew. You in?
That's yes.
I might be the only person who knows what you really are.
What's that?
Thought we were in trouble there for a second, but it's fine. We're fine.
Wow. No, I get excited about that. I like that much, much better than the teaser.
But what do you think of the first rock and roll soundtrack behind a Star Wars?
I like it. The bass line? Yeah, I like that. I thought that was awesome.
I was like, did they get Steven Tyler?
That's right.
He should sing a few bars, maybe near the end. But I like that, too. I like the... And by the way, we know John Williams writes the theme.
Oh, did he?
Well, we don't know about the trailer, but we know that he is only writing the new theme that goes with the Star Wars, that goes with the Han Solo film.
Oh, okay.
So not the rest of the film will be scored by someone else, and we probably even know who that is. I just
Michael
don't remember.
Chico, whatever his name is.
Is that who it is?
No, I don't know. The guy who did Rogue One. No, let's hope not.
No,
that was
it's
not.
Good.
Okay.
Although, let me also say, so music, yeah, hooray, rock and roll, let's go. Hey ho, let's go. But the... this has something in common with Rogue One, which is a terrible logo.
Oh, yeah.
It's a terrible logo.
They need to work on that. I don't know if it's just because we're so used to seeing the word Star Wars inside those lines or whatever it is, but it does not work. It does not.
It is the mark of Star Wars stories that the logo doesn't look as smooth or as alluring. I don't know why. I don't know why they can't get the logos right. Like, it bugs me when I watch Rogue One. at the very beginning where they do the logo, and you're just like, who okayed this?
Yeah,
like,
no,
what logo designer did that?
Yeah.
And by the way, we're going to have a graphic designer on our podcast soon.
That's
and
right.
Maybe he can tell us what he thinks about those logos. Maybe they're great. Maybe he thinks they're great.
I saw one that showed, it was probably a fan-made one, but it was like two blasters were the borders of Solo. It was like these two. That was better. That was much better than this. So, yeah, that's not great. But overall, should we go through this like shot by shot, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of did the teaser by memory, and actually watching this again, I forgot there was a voiceover. That's how off I was.
Well, the
like,
voiceover is him. Obviously, they take these things out of context, so that's like a conversation he's having with somebody about that gives his life story in like 20 seconds, right?
It
got kicked out
be.
Of the academy.
So we know what happened at the job fair.
That's right. He joined, and then
so
he got
we
kicked
learned,
out for,
we,
for having a mind of his own.
We already have part of the story. Goes to the job fair, gets hired by the Empire, gets kicked out, and that's where the fun begins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So and then we see this awesome, again, this awesome chase scene, which looks really cool.
The speeder, yeah.
Yeah.
It
looks like an old school kind of speeder.
Yeah.
Just going to turn this down a bit. So it's like, looks like a 1950 something. Look at that. Looks like a piece of junk.
I like the cityscapes and landscapes we're seeing here.
He's in a snow planet. He's on. Oh, this is a great shot. Okay. So you see this first shot. I think the Star Wars Twitter account tweeted out that new ship smell. And then a gif of this shot being like going down the quarter of the Millennium Falcon. But it's brand spanking new.
Is it
white?
Ever?
Like those hallways are yellowed and peeling and worn out by the time we see it in A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a brand new ship, so we know that, which is a really good. That got
Spick
me excited.
Spick and span.
Yeah, very nice. And then you see him looking up at, this is the same shot from the teaser, looking up at the cockpit of the Falcon, right?
That's pretty good, right before the Kessel Run.
I guess so. He goes into a meeting with Woody Harrelson. Do we know what Woody Harrelson's character's name is?
We do. Now, of course, I can't think of it. Are you looking it up?
I'll try.
Yeah, I think what becomes clear is that Woody Harrelson's putting together a crew.
Is that clear?
And maybe Chewie's already there as part of the crew, it looks like.
I guess,
perhaps.
Yeah.
And so that's how Han met Chewie, is joining up. Oh, well, it's on the tip of my tongue, this Woody Harrelson character. Do you find it? It's like Wilson or no, Wilson's the volleyball. Wicket. No, that's an Ewok. Something like that. Did you find it?
I'm Googling.
Woodhouse. No.
It's Woody. It's just Woody.
Woody.
Just like in Cheers.
Is it? If it's Woody, I'll be mad. It's not, though.
The name of Woody Harrelson?
Beckett.
Console. Is it Beckett?
It is.
Oh, there you go.
It is.
It's faster than Google.
It just popped right into
Kenton
my head.
Larson,
there.
Faster than Google. Okay.
Wait, so it was sort of Woody and Wicket. Beckett.
Wicket.
Ooh, yeah. So
anyway,
Beckett. Yeah.
Okay. So, what was I gonna say?
Named after Waiting for Godot author.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Sam Beckett. Okay. So, he's putting together a crew. I mean, we're gonna assume it's for the Kessel Run, but we don't know necessarily.
It's a heist.
It's some sort of heist to get some, because he's obviously been scamming on the streets since he was 10 years old, right? So,
So I guess the backstory of Kashyyyk is no longer. I mean, that's what George Lucas had in mind. Was
I'm
Han,
glad. I'm so
Han
glad.
Han had
that's
been
not
raised by Wookiees. That
no,
is not canon.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it does not
I was
appear
not
to
happy.
Be. Oh, I guess it still could be. I've been scamming people on the street since I was 10. Then the question becomes, well, what happened in the first 10 years? So it's still possible.
I think we're getting. Chris Chiffin tweeted it to us last night, and he mentioned the Han Solo trilogy of novels, which kind of explained
the
backstory.
I read those.
I did too, and I think that they may be pulling from this. I suspect that, because we see, I don't know that he meets Chewie on this thing. He says. What do you think? And then you hear Chewie says, and then he says, that means yes. So clearly he already understands Wookiee.
See, I sort of took that. Yeah, you're right. I took it to mean that it just by the placement of the camera, but you know you can't trust that in these trailers. But I took it to be that they were bringing, that Han's the new guy they're bringing in and Chewie's already there, but I don't know why I think that.
I think Chewie is saying yes for the both of them is what I take away from that. So I think what we might get is Han. I think we might get the Han joins the Empire. Chewie is a slave working, probably a janitor or something. Who knows? And Han gets kicked out for freeing him or defending him or something, and that's then Chewie soars the life debt to him after that. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be, and I'm okay with that. That's the story from the, that's always been the story as far as I can remember. So I'm okay with that. Okay, and then we go on to some great shots here of the crew that he's assembling. So we have Daenerys Targaryen and the new droid here. We don't know the droid's name, do we?
No,
this is the first thing I've ever seen this droid, so I don't know what it is. We go to Lando.
I'll bet you Entertainment Weekly will tell us the name of that droid later today.
Probably.
We're just not ready yet.
Yeah. We have a great shot of Donald Glover's Lando again. Yeah. He is going to be such a good Lando. I can't wait.
Yeah, he looks the part.
He does, absolutely. Yeah. And I like that they're not just doing the mustache. They do a beard. He's got a beard, so he's not like, you know, just a copy
We're going back to the 1970s and the Star Wars era, where everybody's got the lamb chop sideburns.
That's right. Yeah. Now, okay, so we see another African-American woman. I don't know who that's supposed to be. Who's this? Do we know who that is? I don't even know who the actor is.
I don't know the actor's name from Westworld. What's her name? Is that her?
Oh, Tandy Newton. It is Tandy Newton. I didn't even recognize her.
I don't know. Is it?
It is. Yes,
it's
it is.
So, by the way, we should tell people we are looking at a laptop.
I've got my display is dimmed because my battery's on its last legs right now, and I don't have my charger. So we're looking at this on a laptop.
Oh, I wonder, is that why every time I look at a student's laptop, the thing is practically, it's like in shadow?
Yes, they do that. Trying students to save do that. It? Yes, absolutely. Students do that all the time.
You just explained something to me.
So we have, it is Tandy Newton. You're right. So there you go. Tandy Newton there. I didn't recognize
it. It's on a tiny YouTube screen, so people know that what we're trying to see. Then this we go is definitely not widescreen.
Is that Maz Kanata? No, I'm going to turn it up for this because
Oh my God.
Is that Maz Kanata?
Good for you, Dan. I think that. Let me look closer.
Oh my God.
I'll rewind it a bit and let's watch the shot.
That could very well be Mask. Oh, that looks more like monkey face at the end.
Monkey
Hang on.
Face.
Let's see. Just go back a little bit to the mouth opening. Can we see that? Oh, yeah. It just gets weird there at the end. Maybe it's.
It's hard. It goes so fast.
Yeah, you'll never. We'll never land on it.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
God, that we're looking at a freeze frame right now. That, for all intents and purposes, I would guess would be
Maz without her goggles on, right? Anyway, I don't know. That could be just
because the goggles are up.
Yes. She wears ski goggles.
That could be.
What if that's Maz? That'd be pretty cool.
Is the proportions right?
I don't know because the other person's in the background. And it's like far, so there's no way of telling. She's in the foreground. There's no way of knowing
how big
she is. If
you play it, there's a monkey face that comes out of her. See, it's kind of weird there. That's what makes me think it's not.
Okay. What else do we have here? Some other shots. Chewie says yes. That's yes. I don't think he looks very much like Han Solo in this shot. So he's got his fur coat on and stuff like that. That's not I don't know. I know that I think his hair was a tough thing to duplicate, or I don't know what they're trying to do with the hair, but in some shots his hair looks like more like Harrison Ford, some shots it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like he's having bad hair days all the time.
But that's okay. Like, I don't mind the story being him before he
got his hair under control.
Well, in some ways, like, we don't want this to be so close to A New Hope that it explains how he got into the cantina. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I don't,
yeah.
We don't want that.
We're going to take just like Rogue, we'll take us right into the moment before they walk in and meet Ben and
So I like the idea that he's not exactly right, that he's not put together. That's what that makes me feel better about the movie, to see him that way.
We have this great shot of Lando and this droid giving each other the ready-to-go like kind of signal, which is pretty cool. I like this new droid. I don't even know what it's called, or I've not even heard it speak, but clearly it has personality based on just these few seconds we see in this trailer. And then we keep going. Then suddenly all the switches and pulling the levers, and that kind of started us off at the very beginning of the teaser. And they go into hyperspace. This is another cantina, different cantina scene. So we're going to get another type of cantina
here. At first I thought it was the Tatooine cantina, but it is not.
So we're going to get that. This is a kind of a cool shot of it's like an Old West, you know, undoing the holster so you can draw. He's drawing against this guy. Could be another.
This guy looks like the Darth Vader of the scavengers.
He looks like a Destiny character. Do you ever play Destiny? Destiny's like, it's not a bad game actually. It's a first person shooter and it's kind of an online thing. But that's what these guys all have, these visor thingies. So I don't know what this is or where this is. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's this in the background here?
That what looks, do you see?
That's a little bit. This little background structure.
What does it look like?
It looks like a thing from Jakku. It looks like the little.
You think they're on Jakku?
The gate from Jakku. Well, now we can see more of the background. Maybe I'm wrong. No, probably not.
No, I don't think so.
No, probably not. Look at the. I'm just starting all kinds of rumors here.
Explosions.
Explosions. Whoa! I don't know what this is.
I like the spaceships.
Yeah,
they look kind of like this one here too. The one with the two claws.
It looks like a retro. It looks like a 70s.
Yeah, now that looks like the Tatooine Cantina.
Behind him, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's another shot of him and he's smiling and it looks it does. I are we going to the cantina?
I don't know.
That'd be weird.
Could be just where he hangs out. What's that? And I thought she was going to say a scoundrel.
A solo. Star Wars story.
You're a solo.
That's
Star
how you can wreck.
No, this is a fun. This is going to be a fun scene. This is the Star Destroyer in this lightning storm and they're chasing after him and then we have this funny line here. Get ready. Is this the Kessel Run? Is that what you think that is?
No, I don't think this is. But did you think the shot in the teaser was the same as this from this scene? Or
yeah.
Then that can't be Kessel Run.
Okay.
Or do they make the Kessel Run because they're being chased?
Well, I thought the Kessel Run was a smuggling. He's a smuggler, right? Yeah. So I always thought the Kessel Run is a smuggling mission. That's maybe what Woody Harrelson's character is bringing them together for. A smuggling mission.
Yeah, I guess we're arguing about what is the Kessel Run.
Right.
And even if you go by old canon, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly. We're fine. Oh, what? Oh, there's a monster. Now, we did see, boom, you can see clearly you were right about the Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that middle piece is filled in.
But what isn't? Oh, yeah. And actually, it does have the coloring, the new coloring toward the back. Do you see that blue?
Yep.
So, yeah, so it is together. Now, is he going to lob that top off? Are we going to get to that level of detail here where the front of the Falcon has to change for some reason? Or
I think maybe, yeah. I think it's by the end of this movie, the Falcon will look like what we're used to. Hmm. But, you know, it's funny because I always liked the Millennium Falcon because it had that, you know, well, many reasons, but one of them is because it has that
fork
in it. It looks kind of cool. But design-wise, this makes much more sense. Like it never made sense. The other thing I liked about the Falcon was that in a world where all spaceships were very streamlined, I'm not talking about Star Wars necessarily, but most science fiction movies and TV shows had very streamlined looking. Like Star Trek stuff was always kind of, you know, aerodynamically look nice, but you don't need to be aerodynamic in space. There's no reason for that, which is why I like Star Wars ships to be bulky and kind of awkward. But this, I mean, to me, this looks like a ship. It looks good.
Is there a radar dish on it?
Yeah, I can't see.
Let me see.
That part is down here. That dish is down here, so I can't see. Oh, is that it? I can't see it. No, maybe not.
No, or the guns in the middle?
Oh.
Or on the top?
I don't know. I think we're going to see some special modifications. I bet you there's something like they actually have to modify it to go in the Kessel Run.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Boom. So there we go. That's it. Memorial Day. I know what I'll be doing. Oh, I won't be remembering anything. I'll be going to see Star Wars.
That's good.
There you go. So very quickly,
was there more at the end there? What is that?
Oh, I think that.
It goes into the dun dun dun. It keeps going, doesn't it? Or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Yeah.
It goes into the subscribe.
There is a part of the there is a part of the trailer where I think it's over and then it continues.
That was the thing where it said Solo. Look, Solo.
No.
And then it goes. Does this hold the deal?
Oh yeah, right.
It's like a whole another 30 seconds. Like they're showing this unbroken sequence. We're fine.
I might be wrong about the Kessel Run being in the teaser because it might in fact be from this scene. This is our first reaction, so we haven't had a chance to piece it together yet.
We'll come back to it, obviously. Yeah. To look at it again. But overall,
I like it. I did a freeze frame on the job fair. Part of the teaser trailer just to see if there was anything in the background or anything, and it doesn't appear to be. But I do think Ron Howard or somebody tweeted a photo of Twi'lex. I think it was Ron Howard who said you'll be seeing some familiar aliens in this one kind of thing.
I want familiar aliens. I don't want this. They keep making these things for us to have new action figures, and I don't want. I don't want the Canto Bight scene in Last Jedi had. I don't think there were any familiar aliens in that scene. It was all new stuff, and I want new. I want familiar. You know, there's not that many alien species in this galaxy. Come on.
Well, from time to time, it'd be nice to see. Another Rodian or another.
Yeah.
Whatever Sebulba is.
I kept having people. I saw somebody else tweet that they want. I nominated Paul Verhoeven was tweeting about this as well, and they were like retweeting Paul Verhoeven. So somebody jumped on that and said, "Oh, let's nominate Paul Verhoeven to direct the Zuckus movie. Uh-huh. Like, let's take a look at these old bounty hunters and get into that," which I think is kind of a cool idea.
They'd probably call it Bounty, a Star Wars story, and then everybody would be making paper towel jokes. That's right.
Overall, Chris said to us that on Twitter that he both loved it and hated it, and I can kind of feel similar feelings.
There's not enough to hate. I don't see it. I don't see why someone would watch it and hate it.
What I have to do, and I'm now here's where I vow to get over the fact that it's not Harrison Ford. I have to get over that. This is the first time I'm having a much stronger reaction to it than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing another actor in this role, I don't like it. I don't.
I know.
It's tough. And so I am now vowing to get over it. It's not going to change. We're never going to see Harrison Ford as Han Solo again, except in video games, which I just played that level, by the way, over the weekend, the Battlefront 2. And it was good. It was fun. But I like the beard. I like him with a beard. But it's you know, just have to get over it. So other than that, I think there's a lot that's good here.
Yeah, I think I was reading the Ogilvy book, Ogilvy on Advertising in the Digital Age. Not by Ogilvy, because he's dead, but by some other guy who's taken up the reins. And he says that for an ad to be great, it needs great idea meets great execution. And what I think about what are the feelings of I'm not sure about this are idea, where the execution, I think that's it. Because to me, there's nothing to be mad at in terms of execution here. It's fine. It's good, in fact. But the idea, the basic premise behind this is what's got people worried. And me too. I love Harrison Ford. Like, he's still alive. We could have done an old Han Solo movie pre him dying in Force Awakens. It would all be possible. But I guess it would take away from the Force Awakens.
The thing is, they can still explore those stories without Harrison Ford. They can have comic books or animated films or something like that. So it's not like we're never going to get that version of Han Solo again. There's a guy who actually does a perfect. He probably did the voice in the video game.
Oh yeah, that guy
does a perfect like Harrison Ford Han Solo voice. Not Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah, but I know the guy you mean.
You know what I mean?
Some people were lobbying for that guy to get the role.
Well, he probably doesn't look like him at all.
No, but that's the problem. don't get the guy who does the voice. Like, he can dub his voice in or something, but don't get him to.
No, don't even do that. I think this is the way to go.
To me, in the trailer, it almost sounds like they did something to the voice.
I think that's what the acting coach.
Oh, you think
so? Yeah, I think that's what they had to.
Because it's hard.
Is he British? Is that guy British?
Oh, God. Is he another one of those?
I don't know. Probably.
One of those British guys who can do American accents without any problem whatsoever?
Well, I mean, if he's British, he might have a hard time with a Harrison Ford accent. But
you know what? I'm not even sure if he is, so I'm not going to say. I'm not going to weigh in and guess.
I'm not going to Google it.
There's a million other actors who I thought were American who are not.
Yes.
Including Dominic West from The Wire. Like, that guy.
Oh, man.
It's crazy how he is.
I know.
It's crazy, his American. How can he do that? It's give
McNulty,
me a break.
McNulty's British. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go. We have to wrap it up. That'll be it for this episode. But I just want to tease. Well, this is going to go up today, right away. Our later on this week, we're going to have a very special episode with none other than Steele Saunders, who we spoke to last week. I'm putting the finishing touches. We're editing it. We're doing it in a bit of a different way, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's great. He's such a funny guy, and I'm sure he's got some great reactions to this trailer. So go check out his. What does he do? He does a live reaction, doesn't he, or something?
I'm not sure.
Sometimes
if
he does a
call-in
show.
I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out this week. I mean, he'll probably have something later today.
I'm sure he'll have a video up. He does. He's done reaction videos. He's done podcasts. Yeah. He's done all kinds of stuff. So he's become kind of well known for his reactions to these. He gets very excited.
I learned two things about Steele Saunders in the interview that I can tease. The first is that he hates dropped calls on Skype. And he's got a good rant that I believe that we.
I'm keeping it in. No, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to hear a little bit of that. So it's totally worth tuning in. If for nothing else, if our questions are crap, you're going to have that.
That's right.
The second great thing that I kind of knew this, but not really until you interview him, which is Steele Saunders can talk.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a
talker.
That's right.
Where we had like 45 minutes and then it ended up going a full hour. And when it was all over, I said, maybe an hour and a half to two is what we really needed there, you know?
Oh, for sure. And I
he's a good talker.
We basically each got like two questions in and the rest was all him. So
Yeah. He is a talker. I mean, in the best way possible. Who else do you want for a podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty good talkers, but I was like a couple times we looked at each other and we're like, look at this guy go.
Yeah.
Like we had to just stop in awe of the man's talking. It was
good. Very funny.
Yeah,
so anyway, that'll be up later
this
week.
It's a good one.
I think that's it.
Oh, and by the way, I have to say something about that episode too. One other thing. I made up an ending to a story to make it funnier. And I've made up a new ending to the same story, which I will save for the next. And it involves one of our students who saw the Ewoks movie before. I have a better ending.
Okay. Sounds good.
When I was explaining it to Steele Saunders, I didn't have an ending, I realized, when I was halfway through that. You know how that goes?
Yeah.
So I made one up, and I said, and therefore we all laughed. I was like, that's a terrible ending to this story. I was like, what are we talking about? It's stupid. So I even told the student, I was like, that I told a stupid story about a stupid thing, but I have a better ending now.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave it at that, and then after the Steele Saunders episode runs, I'm going to give you the better ending to the story.
We'll talk about that on our next episode.
It's all made up, by the way. I have a new one that I made up, and it's a better ending.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Star Wars Nerds Podcast. I'm Dan Vadebonker.
I'm Kenton Larson. Don't let the Force hit you in the ass.
We're all fine here now, thank you. How are you?